The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Real Ass Podcast. We're back, baby boys. Monday morning.
Pre-tape. We are currently in Jamaica, man. The whole team is fucking crushing it right now. Shannon's been trying to suck my cock the whole weekend. I've been fighting her off. Beat it, slut. That's what I say.
Yeah. Use your hands.
We have an incredible show planned today. Very excited about it. Right now, a little bit perturbed.
Why perturbed?
I actually don't know what perturbed means.
Yeah, is it
annoyed? Slightly miffed?
Okay, yeah, no, I know what it meant. I'm perturbed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm perturbed. I'm retarded. Because Chris Scopo should be here right now, and he's not. I don't know what happened. What's going on, Shannon? I'm going to blame you. I blame Shannon every time. If something goes wrong with the show, you got to blame Shannon.
He's in traffic. I did just hear the bell ring, though, so maybe he's here.
Maybe. All right, I hope so. We'll see. I am perturbed. You better come in here and fucking unperturb me. That's what I say. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. He is the...
Pork Rind of Podcasting.
I was going to call you the artist formerly known as Howard Stern of
Radio. Nope, that's you.
Can I give that to you?
No, I don't want it.
Take it, dude.
But I've never been that thing.
It doesn't matter, dude.
I have nothing to do with MMA.
Doesn't matter, dude. Sometimes you just do it. I don't have nothing to do with Joan Jett.
I feel like that was an insult that went over your head.
No, it didn't go over my head. I know it was an insult. That's why I no longer grace Ron Bennington's show with my fucking presence, because he was disrespectful, and that's that. Now we're at fucking war. We're at fucking war, Ron Bennington.
He's going to get distracted? No.
We're coming for you. Either way. We're going to put the war to the side for this week because we're in Jamaica, luckily. Yeah. Incredible show planned today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her and love her from the Shift podcast. Katie Boyle's back on the show.
Hello.
I shouldn't even introduce you. I shouldn't even fucking introduce you. You just show up.
The new intern you got over there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Fucking Lillian? Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fucking sucky, sucky Fidawa, if you know what I mean.
Way to go, buddy. Oh. You're doing big things here.
Turn down the sound in the Robbie.
I thought you were talking about the Picasso dog. And I was like, yeah, it's a great
dog
intern.
Is fucking,
the dog's cute, too, as well, yeah.
That dog's adorable.
I'll fuck both of them. I don't care.
Jesus Christ, Scopo.
Sorry. Scopo's coming in early. Sorry.
Relax, Chris Scopo.
It's kind of environment you think we run over here.
Shannon, did you find the Chris Scopo Flow Ruiner drop?
Yeah, it's on your soundboard.
It's on my board. No way.
Do you want your
Chris Scopo Flow Ruiner.
Yes. Damn it. Our drops used to rule. What happened to our drops, Shannon? Pick it up. Fix them. Make them better.
So many sounds.
Nah, we could have better ones.
Nice to be here, buddy.
These were produced fucking drops. That was a fucking cool. That was customized. That wasn't simply fucking Donald Duck saying the N-word.
It's funny every time, though.
It's great, though. It does rule. What?
Jesus.
What? It was Daffy?
It's from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
It was Donald.
Who Framed? I don't even know what that is.
You've never seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Wow, what a movie.
No. Apparently, it was a black guy that framed him. Chris Scopo's back on the show. Hey. Fuck yeah, dude.
Thanks for having me. Thanks you. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Lillian. I'm sorry about Chris Scopo disrespecting
you. Sorry. Thank you so much.
Lillian is a smoke show. I will give it to her. I don't look at my employees that way. Just Shannon.
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
I only sexualize Shannon. Well, now I'm in a happy relationship.
Do you remember when Shannon was coming to YKWD and she was not qualified at all? We were all like, let's hire Shannon.
Yeah.
That was the best time.
We
yeah,
were going to hire her as the producer for YKWD just because she had big cans.
Yeah.
And then we hired her for Gas Digital for the exact same reason.
And then she's doing great.
Well, she's doing okay. All things considered, nobody thought she was going to last this long. I'll give you that much.
I think she's a great person.
Jenna, did you think you were going to be here this long?
Good personality.
Well, after your first week of working at Gas Digital, did you think, well, however long it was, what is it, 6 years later?
It's almost 7 years.
7 years later.
In June.
You were old then. That's crazy.
Shannon can bring you down so quickly.
Yeah.
She can alternate reach.
She can take down this whole entire company.
No, you think there's an alternate universe where Shannon disappeared into obscurity and Lewis has been trying to fuck Deepu for 7 years?
Doggy, first of all, Shannon can't, bro. We've talked about this ad nauseum. Shannon cannot bring down this company because, first of all,
are you unbreakable?
Unbringdownable.
You're perturbed.
I'm perturbed. And I'm also perturbed.
Listen, if people were going to bring you down, you said enough stuff on the internet. It could have happened already.
Yeah, Shannon, here's the thing. Shannon doesn't, she doesn't know. I'll bring Shannon down. I'll bring Shannon down to Browntown, baby.
Lifestyle-wise, you have been.
Shannon, if you think you could bring me down, like, first of all, can I tell you my biggest defense against Shannon? Okay, defense against the dark arts, as I call it. That's what women trying to cancel you is.
Shannon hasn't even said anything, and you're like, fuck you, Shannon! How dare you try to take me down? This is
Shannon, first of all, you want to know my biggest defense against the dark arts? Is the fact that you're still here, bitch. You're still collecting a paycheck. You could have dipped out long ago. You're going to have to quit. You're going to have to give it a year or two of being like, oh my God, I was in a hole and I fucking, you can't just fucking take me down and then still be collecting a paycheck.
It's like when they realized they were sexually assaulted 17 years later.
Yes.
It's bullshit.
Exactly. And I've never.
It's not bullshit.
Shut up.
My favorite dark art was in a car crash with Tracy Morgan.
Listen to me. Shannon, if you ever try it, like, first of all, you think you have, I have a file on you. Just so you know.
She's not said a word about bringing you down.
The
energy you're given, though, it's why you lose Jay Gomez.
We keep files on all of our employees just in case. I'm going to let you guys know.
They go rogue.
I've never been more convinced that you've done dodgy shit.
No, I'm not being defensive. I'm being offensive right now. I offend.
That's how you win. You go on the attack.
Yeah, I'm attacking you right now, and I'm letting you bitches know. Both of you, you too, Natalie. We have files on you guys. I'm talking about, like, everything. Things that your family members have done. Things that your family members' friends have done. So if you ever come after us, we will destroy you from the fucking inside out. You think I'm kidding?
This company is the Mossad of podcasting.
It's the what of podcasting?
The Mossad of podcasting.
Is that a mafia?
It's an Israeli secret service.
Oh, that's
the type
scary.
Of food. I'm just fucking hungry right now.
Shannon likes to drink soda. Natalie's car is green.
Not only am I dumber listening
my files
to this.
On that.
They're all crayon.
I'm not kidding. And this is not just an empty threat, you know. It's like security cameras that don't work at a store. Like, no, those work. No, I swear to God, they work.
Don't worry, Shannon.
It's a wire hanging down. They're not attached.
He's not taping any of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. This is a pre-tape. We are in Jamaica right now. Very, very excited about that, which is awesome. But we have a lot to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way real quick. Get them fucking done. Scopo, you're lucky I'm letting you get plugs in. You showed up late to my show. You disrespected me. What you plugging on?
I got nothing but just my YouTube channel, Instagram. I'm around the city doing spots all this week and next week. I'll be in Nashville, actually.
He said I have nothing. Then he went on to list the fucking laundry list.
I just forgot what I had. Yeah, be in Nashville May 6th to 8th with the Ian Fidance.
Nice. Katie Boyle.
Please go watch the Shift podcast on YouTube. It's just at Katie Boyle Comic on YouTube and on all of the social media. And I'll be headlining Littlefield on the 30th of April. So
the 30th.
Yes.
The 30th.
They only give me dates with trees in it.
I like it. It's very good. The third month of the third. I like the way you say third. Zach.
April the 1st.
My brain stopped working just now.
You're patooed.
No problem, buddy. April 1st, I'll be at Soul Goals in Pennsylvania. April the 4th, I will be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. And 420, I will be in Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
Sick. Live dates coming up April 14th and 15th. St. Louis, Missouri. Meet me in St. Louis. Meet me at the fair, you scumbags. I will be there. Come the fuck out. I'm trying to get Zach and Miko to come with me. We're going to confirm this hopefully today. Then special 420 show, Wise Guys, Las Vegas. Las Vegas, Nevada, one night only, 420. We're getting baked. We're getting high. We're going to get out there on the town and get a little wacky and wild. Then I'm going to West Jordan, Utah. That's right outside of Salt Lake City, Wise Guys in West Jordan, Jordan Landing, Utah. Then I'll be in Fort Worth, Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Rosemont, the Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, and many other places. Dates just keep on being added to lewisofskanks.com. Those are all up right now and all on sale right now. Plus, Legion of Skanks this summer doing our first ever road gigs together. We don't do road gigs together. Me, Dave, and Jay have always notoriously gone on the road separately, did separate things. Legion of Skanks live theater shows. We're doing New England first. It's going to be Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and Nashantucket, Connecticut, the theater at Foxwoods Casino. Live podcast, live stand-up. Right now, we're doing some fucking really fun planning, shit that we've never done before. We may be doing some fucking musical shit. You have no idea, guys. It's gonna get fucking wild. Legion of Skanks, the most offensive live theater show on earth. Come the fuck out, get those tickets. They're gonna sell out. They're already selling fast. So grab those tickets now. lewisofskanks.com. That's happening in August, August 10th through 12th. Subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. We're launching a brand new website, new app, iPhone app, Android app, TV apps, all that shit, guys. Subscribe now. You get access to thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. This show alone has thousands of hours. Plus, there's Legion of Skanks and all the other shows on the network. You get early access to the shows, plus access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always a lot of fun. I always interact with the Racist Live Chat. So we don't censor these people, dude. They can be as racist as they want. Yeah. That's a part of it. You want to be a part of the Gas Digital community. You can watch the shows, but if you join Gas Digital, you're a part of this fucking community, and really, it's just anything goes. It's a lot more fun that way. Trust me. We're going to... I think we might do early access for fucking Skankfest tickets for Gas Digital subscribers, too, like by like an hour for subscribers.
I feel like if Shannon tried to cancel you, you would get more fans.
My fans would destroy her. They would find her.
You would get more fans.
They would tear her limb from limb. It would be a problem.
Can I say one more thing?
Go, Mike. Stand by and hold up. Whatever Trump said.
I'm going to be in Toronto in May for weekend.
You don't get the fucking...
I forgot.
You don't get
to do
that.
Thank you, Toronto heads.
Thank you. Skankfest tickets are going on sale April 10th, 1 p.m. Eastern. Skankfest.com. Grab your tickets at Skankfest.com. They're going to sell out. We have a bunch of people that have never done Skankfest before, a bunch of returning Skankfesters. So you guys will literally, it's unquestionably the best lineup of any comedy festival in the fucking world. You guys have been there before. I don't even got to sell it at this point. We don't got to sell it. April 10th, 1 p.m. Eastern, Skankfest.com.
Is that in New York?
No, it's going to be in Vegas.
April 10th in Vegas.
No, tickets go on sale.
But it's in
September
October.
29th September. Through October. Yes, yeah, October 1st. That's when the actual dates are. And, yeah, what was I going to say? You fucking distracted me, Katie.
Sorry. Just keeping on your toes.
God damn it. I was going to fucking promote one more thing. Oh, yeah. That's right. We know we have a brand new merch site that we just launched. Brand new partners. I'm very, very excited. I mean, new designs, new everything. Go to merchengine.com if you guys want to grab the newest Real Ass Podcast merch. We're launching a bunch of new designs right now. I think as this show goes live, they should be going out. So go to merchengine.com. It is the new merchengine.com. All right. Hold on. Ralph, I'm on air.
Oh, already? Okay.
Yeah, we're doing a pre-tape. I'll see you in a little bit. All right, boys. There's a lot of plugs.
Here you go.
That was a lot of plugs.
It's a lot of plugs. I do a lot of plugs.
Louis J. Plugs.
You got to plug things up, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do it. Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's a good reminder for us all.
Hey, buddy, you finally showed your girlfriend this weekend on an Instagram photo.
I did,
She is very white.
Yeah, she's white.
Yeah, she's like... I can't believe my daughter's dating a Puerto Rican kind of white.
She's half Puerto Rican, actually.
No way.
Yeah.
Look at you.
So it's a legacy mistake.
No, her mom.
Her family's not happy about
her
you.
Her mom's Puerto Rican. No, her family's very happy about me. Her mom's Puerto Rican, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No, her family's very happy. They're from Long Island. Super fucking cool. Family. I haven't actually met the family yet, but like they're just...
Cool.
Yeah. No, it's going to go over well.
No, from everything I've heard about them, they're just like super supportive of her career and fucking, you know, just
what
a really...
What does she do?
She's a professional dancer.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
What's a professional dancer?
Like, where'd you bag her?
Dances professionally.
But like on stage or like a stripper?
No, on stage. She tours with a Latin recording artist.
Wow.
So yeah,
but she's danced like, she's been in a bunch of music videos. She was
How did you meet her?
A Nets cheerleader, a Jets cheerleader.
Wow. No. How did you meet her?
Just on the internet, technically.
DM?
Yeah.
You slid.
She slid.
She slid.
You're at that level, yeah. You don't need the.
She didn't slide. Well, technically, she slid, right? Well, you know, if
she liked,
it was no. She started following me. She's a fan of the podcast, so she started following me, and then like you know, it was a picture or something. Then she put like a fire emoji on a picture, and I was like, oh, this bitch is that. You put a fire emoji on my picture. The next response you're getting from me is my cock.
Yeah. I'm just going,
like it's just a gif of me jerking off.
Speaking of things that burn,
that's like coming up to you at a bar and saying hello. It's go time.
It's wild.
It's go time.
It's wild, yeah. So, but yeah, we did, she posted a picture on her regular thing, not just close friends. We've been posting close friends for a minute. But yeah, then I,
yeah. Well, it's good to know I'm not in your close friends group.
Are you not? You should be. I think
I'm not now.
Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not.
Can't be late to the podcast then.
I mean, you gotta fucking go through and you gotta manually put all the close friends. It's hard to do.
I don't have a close friends. Yeah, I can't be arsed.
I don't really like it. But no, yeah, we, you know. We fucking, I'm not hiding her. We just went out and it was a thing where I was like, I'm not trying to fucking, my fans are assholes and they'll fucking comment on her shit and they'll fucking, you know, but at the same time, like we're moving in together.
Just don't tag her.
Oh my God, you're moving in together.
Yeah, she's moving here in May.
That's so
exciting.
She
doesn't live here.
No, she lives in LA.
What a good, that's why it's working out.
Yeah, when she moves here, it's going to be fall apart completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll see what happens.
Give it 7 months.
But you do travel a lot, so that's good. Yeah, that's so helpful.
And so does she. We both travel a lot.
Yeah, so there you go. You'll see each other like 2 weeks of the month.
Sure, it's going to work out.
At the most. Scopo, what do you mean it's fucking negative for you, asshole?
I'm not being negative. I hope
he's single.
I'm done. I bet you're single.
I hope you find glory.
I am single.
He's sad.
I'm done. I've been talking about this. I'm done dating. I'm done fucking going out with chicks. For the first time ever, I feel like, holy shit, I found the one and I'm happy and I don't need to fucking go out there and talk to other chicks. And I'm fucking, you know, really convincing myself more than anybody
else. You know why chicks chicks love you? Because you don't care. All you care about is your son. And like, so if you lose chicks, you're like, I don't, whatever, I'll get another one. So
you have someone that really loves you all the time.
Yeah, you have your son and that's it. And girls find that attractive. Girls love that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah. Of course, chicks think a fucking dad's hot. I mean, I think the girls that are into me because I'm a fucking good dad and I'm funny and I'm fucking, you know.
Yeah, and you had that over them. You had that over them of like, oh, if I lose you, I need my son.
I think
they like that.
I don't think anybody likes that.
No, right. Girls do like dads though. Because my dad, anytime he would pick me up from school, all the girls would be like, oh my God.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
they loved my dad.
Fucking good for your dad.
He looked really young too. He was a young dad.
Young dad, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I was on Twitter today and somebody tweeted out here's your yearly reminder that Jerry Seinfeld dated a 17-year-old girl when he was 38 years old.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and then I retweeted it.
That's fun. Not that he did that, but it's fun because he's so clean, you know?
Yeah, pull up the photo.
I like when it's someone, you know, pull someone up the photo. Who seems like...
Oh, yeah. sweet Shoshana?
Shoshana. She doesn't look 17.
Jesus, what are you doing, Jerry? What are you doing, Shoshana?
I mean,
they
met when she was 14.
Yes,
really?
I was reading an article about it before we started.
Well, that's crazy.
It said they met when she was 14, but he holds on to
that picture right there, 17. Everybody in the world has to go like, all right, come on, bro. You give him a pass.
Yeah.
She's pretty. I mean, come on.
Well, she looks older than 17.
But those 3 years, though, when he first met her, big difference.
You give him a pass. You give him a pass for that photo. We all did. We all do. We all go, you know, it's a different time.
You put a pin in it, Jerry. You put a pin in it.
14 is 14 fucking, is yeah, that's wild.
Young. Isn't that
he was 36 when he met her when she was 14? How did he meet her?
It says that when they first met Seinfeld approached the girl. They flirted and hit it off enough for her to give him her number. Following that meeting, Seinfeld and Lonstein dated for 4 years, but the comedian long maintained that they did not begin the relationship until she was 18.
Yeah, liar.
Wait, Seinfeld got
her
number?
I thought they met in Union Square.
I don't know. It could be. It says that he approached her.
I read that they met when she was at NYU. So maybe that was the cover.
Maybe Seinfeld's calling a landline. Calling the dad's house. Hello, this is Jerry.
Dude, well,
what's the deal with 14-year-olds?
Believe it or not, my teen daughter is at home.
I guess that's Howard Stern went after Seinfeld back in the day about this.
Mm-hmm.
They made a song called Jerry Seinfeld's Dating a 17-Year-Old Girl, and it's pretty fucking hilarious. Dude. We performed it with some singer at some fucking thing. Try to find that, Shannon. It was pretty
good. Bobcat great. Went after him, too, and Jerry still fucking talks shit about him over that.
Yeah. I mean, dude, fucking, that's pretty fucking creepy, dude. Because, like, that's my age. That'd be like if one of my friends right now was dating a 17-year-old girl. That would be fucking wild.
Yeah.
That would be like I'm an L.A. comedian. That would be...
Yeah, but how old is 17 in the 90s as opposed to 17 now?
You know, I kind of thought that way.
They are they all are older back in the day.
I kind of thought that way, but then I watched the Stern thing and like, yeah, it wasn't like back then. It was also creepy. People called it out.
It's creepy, but I don't think it's the level of creepy. I feel like every 10 years, kids stay younger.
I only think it got creepier
longer.
Because now everyone is connected and there's the
Can't
internet.
Can't do it now.
And you get called out on shit now. So I think now we're going like, oh, I guess it is creepy. But I think it was creepy. We just didn't give a fuck back then.
That's Probably. The difference. Go ahead.
Does this look like it's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, here we go, Janice. Little special song for Jerry Seinfeld. This should really fuck his New Year's up.
This should really fuck his New Year's up.
Seinfeld's girl is 17, innocent with double D's. He saw those breasts and flipped his lid for a real young busty high school kid.
In a sketch.
Major Jugs, Major. Can't he find girls his age to date? She's 17 and she's still bait.
Fast forward to the part where he's pushing her on the swing. It's fucking hilarious. You gotta go all the way. Yeah, the sketch is fucking hilarious. I mean, he was already like rich, right? Like it was a show already.
He's exceptionally famous.
Yeah, yeah.
This is so funny.
That's him, though. Where did I get this footage from?
No, it's not really him.
I can't. It's blurry. It's what?
It's just a lookalike. All right, we got it. Yeah, he was already fucking rich.
He had the number one. I think Seinfeld might have already been number one then.
That's crazy. That's like, look, you know.
That would be like Pedro Pascal right now having a teenage girlfriend. Or like somebody that's giant on TV.
I mean, I just.
I want to be Pedro Pascal's girlfriend.
You like Pedro Pascal.
Oh
you
my
like that.
God.
The girls like him.
This is the first time I've ever had like a celebrity crush where I'm like watching his interviews before I go to sleep. Like it's insane.
We'll pull up Pedro Pascal. Is this guy attractive? Shannon, is Pedro Pascal attractive?
But he's also nice.
He's like a fucking lefty libtard he/him thing.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Is he that bad?
He's a he/him.
I mean, he's supportive.
He's a he/him. I saw it on Twitter, I think.
He's a he/him.
That's a he/him shirt. That's a he/him shirt.
You like that?
I'd sit on his face.
Ew, look at the way he dresses, dude.
My boyfriend.
Oh, I hate him.
No, I love him. He's so nice and he's funny and adorable. He's the best Hot Ones interview I've watched, and I've only watched one.
Oh, he's in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he's Oprah.
He gets smashed by it.
Yes.
His head crushed in by the mountain.
Hell yeah, dude.
He's a goddamn Mandalorian.
And he's the Mandalorian. He's in Narcos.
I didn't see Mandalorian, dude.
He's in The Marvelous Talent.
All right, he's famous, you bitch. We get it. He's talented.
I love him.
No, that's not attractive, though. That is an ugly man right there. Shannon, am I crazy here? This is an ugly human being.
I actually just watched a movie with him in it yesterday, the Nick Cage movie. I forget the name of it. And it's not for me.
I loved that movie. I thought it was hysterical.
Shannon, am I not substantially more attractive than Pedro Pascal? Can you please go to the bitch booth, please?
Shannon,
honestly, can you for 1 minute just be honest for a second? Just for 1 second of your life, do you not find me more attractive than Pedro Pascal?
He seems, he has kind eyes.
Shannon, I have kind eyes. I got kind fingers.
You don't have kind,
I got kind fucking digits, bitch. What's
you
up?
You had a kind bar outside.
Zach has the best jokes.
Shannon, you don't find me more attractive than Pedro Pascal.
You're both fine looking gentlemen.
Shannon, just
he's not bad looking.
Tell the truth. You don't think I'm just more attractive.
I think you're not on different
levels. Shannon's not a lie. She's not an honest person.
But it's the same thing as what Zofo said about girls liking you because of how much you love James. Entire generation of nerdy bitches saw him take care of Baby Yoda, and now that's ultimate dad shit.
Yeah.
He's the guy who takes care of Baby Yoda.
Yeah, he's the Mandalorian, yeah.
And you never see him with his mask on. How do you even know?
He posts with like his nephews.
That's still up for debate.
He's a dad.
If he's a Mandalorian.
He is the Mandalorian.
He's a you dad for all his
He
kids.
Did take his mask off in one scene.
Yeah.
And it was him. It was him.
Yeah. Supposedly they use a lot of body doubles.
They have to, right? Yeah. If I was him, I wouldn't want to do that shit.
I mean, dude, I would literally like, I'm going to literally phone it in today.
Yeah.
He was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I guess he was.
All right, calm down. How much you with the original Buffy?
Yeah.
The original, yeah. Yeah, just Sarah for Michelle one episode. Buffy. Yeah. One episode.
Pull up.
Or two episodes, maybe.
Well, that's not the original Buffy. That's the second Buffy. Yeah.
Buffy is Christy Swanson.
Yes. Right.
And who's the guy? I forget the guy. He died.
I don't know.
The guy from 90210.
Jason Priestley.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. That's what happens every time somebody talks about Jason Priestley. Your ears get itchy.
Oh, I don't even know who that is. My phone number in Ireland, though, was 90210.
Was it?
So you know the way you have 646, we have 087, and it was 902-1096. So I get pranked all the time because people would just do 902-10 and then random numbers.
Nice.
And they were like, you were not Hollywood? Or
like, hey, Brenda. That was my Irish accent.
Oh.
I
did my show on the 30th.
902-10.
Wait, look, though. He got way more hotter as he got older.
That's him?
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
No, I wasn't looking.
Did you lose your way?
Me?
Oh, like a baby bird.
I'm just going to Fisher Hall, which I know is on the Earth planet. Recently voted.
I've been more attractive than this man in every iteration of my life. Pull up young Louis.
No. It was a while. You were a big boy.
Don't matter, dude. Even when I was fat, the bitches loved me, dude.
Were you fat?
I was fat. I was over 300 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gained a little bit of
when Beatrice was pregnant, I was over 300 pounds.
In solidarity with her gaining weight, Louis did the same thing.
Men put on weight really quickly, but lose it really quickly as well.
Shannon, that was recent. Shannon, that's not...
Yeah, Shannon,
I thought that was
like
left fur.
Shannon, that's just a bad angle.
Oh my God, you're left fur.
My leg. There we go. I was better looking than Pedro Pascal right there with that bass guitar. Look at my abs. Holy shit. Remember when I had abs? Fuck me, dude. I was so hot. I'm coming back there, dude.
I remember this. That challenge. I remember that.
I'm getting fucking back there. Shannon, that's not hotter than Pedro Pascal. You want to lick my stomach, you slut? Don't lie.
This is too small for me here.
It's too small for you. You like me more now.
You can see all the way down there?
Fuck you, Zach. You cocksucking motherfucker. Fucking cunt. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Zippix Toothpicks. We love Zippix Toothpicks here at the Real Ass Podcast. If you guys haven't heard, Zippix Toothpicks makes it easy to cut back or quit smoking with their sublingual absorption toothpicks that have nicotine in them. Nicotine gets into your bloodstream quicker. It's very cheap. It's much cheaper than cigarettes. And you can use these toothpicks anywhere that you cannot smoke or vape.
They come in six awesome flavors, and like Lewis said, you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke because there's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and at the end of the day, guys, these cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Yeah, right now go to ZippixToothpicks.com, and when you check out, use the promo code ASS10. You're going to save 10% off your entire order today. ZippixToothpicks.com, use that promo code ASS10. All right, where were we? I'm fucking trying to get back in shape now. I fucking...
You think you're in good shape?
I'm in okay shape right now, but I had a bad weekend.
I had a bad week, too, yeah. Now, at our age, you get a bad week, you gain like 5-6 pounds.
Yeah. Well, that was it, dude.
It's terrible.
Yeah, me and my chick, we're in San Diego. I did shows at the American Comedy Company, and we're going to do just one cheat meal for the whole weekend. She's super into fitness. She's really into, like, diet and exercise, and then we just fucking... Dude, just every day I was like, dude, I want something else.
Mozzarella sticks.
And I just had one. It was just one cheat meal per day, but it was fucking
per day.
One cheat meal per day for 3 days.
See, that's the thing. You only do one cheat meal a weekend, you might get away with it. But once you start eating bad, it's like going down a hill.
Snowballs.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened to Zach. He fell down a hill. Yeah. He's collected.
He's still going.
Mass.
I fell down a hill of other fat people.
Yeah. That's how we made Zach. See, we had to roll three different groups of fat people into balls.
Just collide into one.
There must have been some magic.
I had maybe the best tacos I might have ever had.
Out in San Diego. San Diego.
Why did you say that?
The fucking...
He was trying to do the Anchorman
voice. Oh, yeah, but wow. It kind of fucked up.
San Diego.
Okay, I had maybe the best tacos I've ever had in my entire life. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Sam, what you snacking on San Diego what edition? Are you snacking? Yeah. What you snacking on? San Diego edition. Dude, this place called Tacos El Gordo. It's a chain. I think they have it all over the place. But it was some real deal, authentic fucking Mexican tacos.
The best tacos out there are in the trucks, though. They you stop at a truck, it's fucking good shit.
This was not a truck. This was a building.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? It could have been a truck. Who knows? I was pretty high. Who knows? This is it.
Oh, this is making me hungry.
The adobada taco. So that they do the adobada. It's like fucking, it looks like, you know when you go to the fucking Muslim places that they cut the
halal?
Meat? Yeah. They cut them. It's mm-hmm. So it's that, dude. Whatever it is. It's a giant thing of pork on one of those things. And it's like bright, like red. And they just cut it off, dude.
Yeah, it's Mexican guy doing both.
Doggy, it was really fucking good. The line was down the fucking block. It took over an hour to get to the front of it. And that was just for the adobada ones. If you wanted to get the fucking beef ones, there's a separate line. You could just walk up and get it. It's nothing. But everyone wants the adobada.
Is it a chain out there, you said? Adobada. Is it a chain or one place?
No, there's a bunch, yeah. Apparently, okay. They're all over the place. Shannon, where are they? Are they all over the country or just in California?
Let's see. Vegas, San Diego, Vegas again. Vegas.
A lot in Vegas.
San Diego.
Are you going to Vegas?
I am going to Vegas. Thank you, Scopo.
Chula Vista.
Scopo's the best. Scopo just says whatever comes to his mind.
Plug it. That's it. I have no filter. It's not good.
It's not so much that you're unfiltered. It's just you just let words spill out of your face.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's not like they're offensive or like they like piss anybody off.
But it's just
off.
His thoughts. It's just his thoughts. So I just watched and I had the same thought. Have you watched Mike Tyson's podcast at all?
Some of it, yeah.
It's irrelevant to the conversation. Whatever words are in his head, dude, he was interviewing the Undertaker.
Sugar-free, Lillian. Sugar-free, please.
He was interviewing the Undertaker, and Undertaker's like telling his like coming up story.
I had to wrestle. In parts unknown.
I had to wrestle Bruiser Brody, and Bruiser Brody got stabbed to death. Mike Tyson just goes, "He died," and then stabs himself in the stomach. And Undertaker just politely goes, "Yes, it was very sad." And he goes, "I'm about to wrestle Abdullah the Butcher." And Mike Tyson goes, "He was a black guy. He wore white shorts." And that's it. That's what he added to the conversation. And it was so fucking funny.
Me and Mike Tyson, same wavelength, honestly.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So that's what Scopo does. Scopo just like, whatever happens in his mind, he just sort of like lets it spill.
I live in the moment. I'm
in
the moment.
It could be a joke. It could be just the thought that's happening in his head at that moment.
Some obscure reference.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Most of them are Mets quotes.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's get Scopo a girlfriend. Is there any girls who listen to this?
There's some gals that listen to it. Some gals would fuck Scopo.
Yeah, fire emoji his pictures.
Yeah.
I know. Scopo used to get pussy back in the day. And when Scopo was a loser, I remember back in the day, just being on like YKWD with you, and then Scopo would pull some pussy. There was a few chicks where I was like, really? In my head, I was going like, why?
Yeah.
Why would
really?
It's not even so much. It's not even a knock on you. Like, it's just in the world of comedy, right? This is the way comedians think. I can't wrap my head around why somebody would want a fucking open micer comedian. Because that's what it was at the time. You were just literally an open micer. Who was just starting out, I couldn't wrap my head around how a woman could be turned on by such a low-level human being. Not you.
No, I know.
They don't know what you mean.
They don't know. Like,
they think you're just a comedian.
They think it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they don't know. Like, it's crazy. I'm looking at this. I'm like, are you fucking retarded? It's Chris Scopo.
I remember a lot of times.
He's not a bad-looking guy. You know, he's from a good family. Yeah. He drives a nice car. But it just made no sense how any woman would ever spread their legs for a guy who does open mics.
I remember girls be like, I want to come to your show. In my head, I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't want to come to these shows at all. Wait a few years and come to those shows.
This cult of men. It's
insane, yeah. But they don't know how the shows are.
I used to get laid all the time as a comedy. Before I was even doing open mics or doing comedy, I would sell comedy club tickets on the street. And I was like a street urchin. And I would go up to people and be like, hey, you want to go to a comedy club? And I would get laid that way. And I think back, I'm like, the girls that fucked me, it's like, what is wrong with you bitches? Are you out of your mind? Like my son's mother. She's a good woman. She's a good woman. Why would she ever fuck me at the time when she let me get her pregnant at that time? That's psychotic.
Yeah. Well, she was a bartender, but you have a gift to give. You can talk. And you wear people down. That's what you do.
You have a grab as well. Yeah. Right, Shannon? Right, Shannon?
I have the gift of flab.
So you can wear people down. You like with girls, like they think you're charming.
It's not even wearing them down. I very quickly was able to identify that getting laid was just a sales process. And if you were to disconnect from the same way you disconnect from the rejection in sales, if you disconnect from the rejection in just trying to hook up with chicks and you look at it as you're selling yourself, you will, number one, you just get laid because you don't really give a shit and there's just really a game of numbers. But number two, you give off a confidence like maybe you don't give a fuck, right? Because you go like, you're almost like looking through these girls, like they're just another number. And for women are fucking retarded. So when they feel that way, they don't realize, like, they're not going, oh, this is a fucking piece of shit dog. They're going like, oh, no, I want him to focus on me and not look through me. And they subconsciously want that challenge. But it's really just us being pieces of shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of challenges with women. Women like a challenge.
Yeah.
I like
that's why they like me. They like somebody challenged.
Yeah.
I like when a guy like is what's the word? Like accepts the rejection. Do you know? Like if he asks you out and you're like, oh no, I'm not interested, and like if they're nice, but I'm like, okay, cool, no worries. Then I'm like, oh, that's kind of attractive.
You don't like them to aggressively bring you through a closing triangle?
I really don't like when they bully me into dating them.
That's what I do.
He's ABC, always be closing.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like when they
pressured into
ignore
the bedroom.
Ignore your rejection and then turn it into a positive.
Yeah, they wear you down after a while, 17 months.
Well, no, in sales, what you would do, so if I were to ask you, you want to find out why. All right, so if you're selling something, right? If you're selling cars, you get to the point where you say, all right, cool. So, you know, it's got fucking airbags and it's got a, 2 years of SiriusXM and it's got a fucking warranty and this, that, the other. It's the perfect color. So do you want to buy it? And they go, I don't think so. And you go, well, why not? Talk to me. You say that. You say, why not? Because you're trying to get them to give you the reason. And then you go, well, you already told me the money's not the issue. Because before this, we've talked about how this is the perfect amount of money. So they go, I don't really know if I can afford it. But I know you can afford this. What if we can do this? And you get that rejection again. And then you bring them right back to the close. As soon as you get them to agree, like, all right, maybe the money isn't the issue. You go, all right, so what do you think?
I like how Lewis's philosophy is just always poking holes into like, why you can't fuck him.
But no, but then, and then you go again. You go, and then they go, so let's do it. And they go, I really
could have left it at just always poking holes.
Yeah.
Then they go, I got to talk to my wife about it. And you go, you already told me your wife loves this car. She's the one who sent you in here for this specific car. You're collecting all this information from them. You bring them right back to the closing triangle. And you keep on doing that. You wear them down. If you do that with women, it also works. So Katie, for example, so hey, Katie, why don't we go out sometime?
I can't.
Why not?
Because we both have partners.
I know the real reason you take it. But Katie, listen, I cheat. And you can cheat too.
I've guilt.
I can see the triangle closing from here.
Katie, you're not working this the right way.
Do it on Scopo. Be a woman.
All right, Scopo, you be a woman. Like, hey, you want to go out sometime?
I don't think you're my type, honestly.
Your type? I mean, what is a type, really? Don't opposites attract? Isn't that a thing that they say?
I'm not sure about that.
They say that, right? Yeah.
I think they might.
But you start shaking your head yes.
They might say that.
Right?
Yeah,
so, yeah. I mean, so, yeah, let's just go out sometime.
Well, where will we go?
See, that's a yes. It's over. I got it.
He's in.
Where would we go?
Yeah, but Scopo's a fucking... Scopo's a pig from Queens.
It was that easy.
Can I open for you?
Scopo, this wasn't real, okay?
Oh, God, no. I haven't been touched in a while.
Scopo got nervous. He started sweating. Yeah.
He's giggling. He's giggling.
Look, he's giddy.
Oh. Shout out to the podcast.
This is adorable.
We got tacos? You know a place?
Oh, fuck me, dude.
He's gonna fire emoji your photo later.
Yeah. Dude, no, I fucking, we had fucking delicious, the tacos were fucking incredible. And then we went, because of my hack, we went to Nobu again. I love Nobu.
Cool. Hey, if it makes you happy, buddy.
What's Nobu?
Nobu's like a high-end Japanese restaurant, it's like.
It's an LA chic thing.
At this point, it's kind of hack.
You see anyone there?
Well, I know. I did see in my steam room, 50 Cent was in my steam room.
No way.
Yeah.
Should I do a podcast with him? That's a good spot. Steam room podcast.
So it was me. I go into the steam. I go into the locker room at the hotel, and there's I go to go in the steam room, and there's like a big fucking massive black guy, like a really big guy, like just in the mirror, like shaving or whatever. And I was like,
someone saying in the mist.
So I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I thought he must be like a football player or something, because he was like pretty big, tattoos on his back. Didn't see his face. Go to the steam room, and there's two guys talking. There's like an older guy talking, and then there's a younger like Spanish guy talking. They're just talking about business. They're talking about like. The one guy says his friend runs a tequila company. He's like, oh, yeah, my boy out here, he's in the spirits business. So, and I can just tell the way he's talking that this guy out here is like fucking has money or is like a celebrity or something. Because the way he said he's in the spirits business, I was like, all right, this guy's like, I thought it was like a football player or whatever. So then one of the guys mentions that the Spanish guy mentions he's from Jersey. So I chime in. I was like, oh, I'm from Jersey. Where are you from? And he tells me he's actually from the same hometown where my son lives, my son's mother lives, where I'm actually moving in a month. So we start talking shit. And then fucking in walks 50 Cent. And I was like, oh, shit, it's 50 Cent. So it turns out this is 50 Cent's business manager or one of his fucking guys.
Oh, shit.
So we all started, like, shooting the shit and fucking.
You were talking to 50?
Yeah.
Nice guy?
Yeah, nice guy. You know, just fucking.
Invited him to a show?
No, they were doing, like, a club appearance type thing. But the fucking old guy came to the show.
No way.
The old guy had no idea who 50 Cent was. Didn't give a fuck about 50 Cent. He was more interested in talking to me about being a comedian. He was like, you're a comedian. No way.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, this guy's a billionaire, dude.
You put him in your mouth, Nick? Holy shit. This guy's like, oh,
vitamin water.
Yeah, dude, but Pedro came to the fucking show that night and fucking...
Cool guy, Pedro?
Pedro's the fucking man.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Love Pedro, not Pascal, sorry.
I love Pedro.
Lou's just getting Pedro. one steamer at a time.
That's all I need, baby boy. Simple as that. But yeah, it was what a small world, what a weird thing.
Small world is when you know someone who's like from your country and in it, but you're like, small world, I met 50 Cent.
No, from the same town.
Oh, I guess so,
small world. Also, like, for 50 Cent to be in that steam room, it wasn't a particularly fancy hotel. It's a nice hotel, but it wasn't like, I'm not saying, like, you would assume 50 Cent's at like $1,500 a night, like fucking
We all assumed
whatever.
You had a load of money. Like, my first thing, when you said that, I was like, wow, this is bomb.
No. I mean, I say it was a Hilton. It was like a nice Hilton on the water, but it wasn't like something where... You're like...
I'm sure he's in a suite there.
Maybe.
I'm sure he's doing good well, yeah.
I'm sure I'm in a suite there, bitch.
you ain't no 50 suite.
I'm just saying fucking it's Yeah, you would assume that he would just be... But then I was thinking maybe he's got like a deal with Hilton and he's got like an entourage and he's bringing like... I knew he had at least like three or four people with him.
So if you're
traveling with like 20 fucking people, it's like you're not really going for the fucking... You know, the Andes every night.
Yeah, you gotta be paying for everyone, so it's gonna be expensive. Yeah.
I love Hiltons. They're so fancy.
No, it's not fancy.
I'm using a motel where I'm putting a chair up against the door. I couldn't remember the word for chair.
Yeah, dude. I hate staying in a shitty hotel. Just sometimes it just happens now.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I can't wait to make it.
I just started doing the fucking, like, all of the, like, the rewards things. Like, I'm a Hilton Honors member, and I'm gold at this point.
Get the points.
I don't even know how to use the points. I have no idea. I have so many points. I don't know what they mean.
When you go to a hotel next time, like, hey, what can my points get me?
Well, I don't know what they mean. I have 130,711 points.
Next time you go into a hotel, like, hey, what do my points get me?
Send them to me in Scope.
I exclusively fly United at this point because I was like, all right, let's do all the points thing. I have over 100,000 miles. What does that mean? What do miles do? Are they like Marlboro miles? Can I clip them off and send them into a magazine? Like
Marlboro jacket?
I think it means like how far you go. So if you go to France, what's that like? 100? I don't know.
I don't think 100,000 miles flying is that many though.
But I don't know what does it mean? What does it equate?
You probably upgrade, free upgrade, to you know first class or whatever, or you get a free trip to like Des Moines.
Yeah, you get a trip. Des Moines. No, here's a score.
You can fly to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they're not gonna give you a free flight to LA. They'll give you a flight to like.
I mean,
St.
the
Louis.
Amount that I fly. What is the point of even doing this?
No,
thing?
You did. We no. That's a big flight. What he has. That's
no, 100,000. No, it's people with millions of miles.
What does that mean? Shannon, can you look this up for me right now? Hell, I have two producers right now. What do my 100,000 miles get me? If I go to United right now and say, I got 100,000 miles, motherfucker, what do I get? Can I buy a soda? What is it?
I really hope they just slide you a banana.
I have
some
loads
fish
of
tacos?
They give me some adobada tacos. I'd lose my mind.
So the cash value is about $1,200.
That's amazing. See, you can go to France.
Someone's going to Austin on first class.
Doggy. That's $1,200 in fucking money.
It says it's nearly enough for about 6 one-way flights within the US.
Can I cash it out and use it for a hooker?
No.
Wait, 6 one-way flights where?
6 one-way flights within the US.
Damn.
Okay. No, that's great.
Can it only be one way, or can I just say I want to take this cash and put it on a flight?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I know Ralph buys flights all the time with his miles. I'm pretty sure he
travels so much more than Ralph.
So you can do it more.
Casey Balstein was saying that because they spend so much money on the IVF on their credit card. So then her and Robbie use the points or the flight. Oh, maybe that's credit card.
I also have a flight credit card. What does that mean?
They went to Paris. I have the credit card points too, and I save them for forever.
I don't know what any of it does. So I'll sign up for a credit card. They're like, yeah, cash back.
It's great, no, because then
that's pretty simple, Blues.
What the fuck is cash back, though?
Cash back.
Where do we give me the cash? They've never given me any cash.
Put it to your account.
I don't know what they're doing.
You pay your credit card off with it sometimes, or you buy a flight with it.
Is it just automatically happening?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You probably have so much money on your points right now if you've been saving them forever.
Did I just open up my Venmo recently, and I just hadn't paid attention to my Venmo in a long time? It was like I found gold. It was crazy. The amount of money that was just sitting in my Venmo.
Why are men like this? My boyfriend, I'll always Venmo him for everything. And one day he opened up his Venmo, and he was like, why do I have like a towel? And I'm like, because I've been paying you for the dinners and stuff.
I don't pay attention to Venmo at all. It's like it's not even a thing. And it's just another account that sits there and it collects money. People pay me for shows sometimes.
Yeah, but you probably don't get that email. Because I get the email. It says, hey, if you don't have that, you don't know.
I got paid like a few thousand dollars for a show, and it was just in my Venmo, and I never even knew it was there. And it's just like it's like going through your laundry and finding thousands of dollars just fucking sitting there.
Being a comedian is crazy because we're so bad with money. And I'll just find like a couple of hundred from a show that I needed that hundred, and then I'll find it later in like my pocket. And I'm like, oh, I never thought to deposit this. Too ADHD.
Cash, I don't even know what, like, I treat cash like it's just like pieces of paper. It's just like in my pocket, and then I transfer it into another piece pocket. Then eventually my cleaning person steals it.
I know.
That's just the end result is any cash that I have eventually goes into the pockets of my cleaning people.
I put it in places around the apartment, and then my boyfriend goes and picks them out and goes, you got to go to the bank. Mm. I'm such an immigrant.
I just didn't pay my Con Ed bill, and then my power got shut off. I just forgot. I called my super up. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Is this power here? They're like, it's good here. I checked my thing. I was like, oh, I owe so much money.
Yeah. Oh, no, Chris.
So I had the money. I just fucking forgot to pay it.
It's hard. Life's hard.
Life is hard. Dude, just being an adult.
Yeah. I got diagnosed with ADHD as a child, and then my mother was like,
I got diagnosed with AIDS as a teenager.
What's that? What's that?
AIDS.
AIDS. Oh my God, I'm so dumb. Oh my God.
Yeah, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say, in Ireland, they're just like, you're fine. Like, they were just like, she runs a lot. But now that I'm older, I'm like, this is why I can't do things sometimes.
Yeah, I was diagnosed with ADHD as an adult. And it was fucking Scopo. You remember you used to fucking just give me an. I used to fucking beg Scopo for Adderalls.
Yeah. We used to go to my car. I used to be like, hey, here's like five or six of them.
Yeah, break them off for some Addies. It was fucking dope. But it was like, at that point, it was like, I was taking them borderline recreationally. Once I started on Adderall as like medication, then it became like, it was like the first month, it was like, holy shit, like this is the best thing ever. Then after a while, it turns into you're just walking around grinding your teeth, wanting to punch everybody in the face.
Because of the Adderall?
Yeah, the Adderall made me like fucked up. Really crazy.
I don't want to take anything. I kind of like that. I burn out a lot, but I also hyper-focus and get so much like writing and stuff done, which is a little crazy, but I feel like it helps for comedy.
The things that I like to do, I'll do a lot. You know, like I'll podcast all day. I'll do stand-up comedy. I'll fucking write. I'll fucking work. Even like doing like business meetings and getting on calls. Like I like that. I really enjoy that side of the work. But when it comes down to doing the tedious things, like even like right now I have like 6 or 7 bills sitting on my fridge that are just like little things, like, you know, I have to pay like $100 to some fucking x-ray place or fucking whatever it is. And it just, I look at it and when I see it, it gives me a weird sinking sensation.
Oh my God, I know exactly.
And I have the money. I have the money to pay it. It's in my bank account. There's not even an issue. It would take me to pay all the bills that are on my fridge right now. It would take me a total of 7 minutes.
It's annoying.
No, it's annoying to do.
It's not even, it's different.
It's a horrible feeling.
When you have ADHD, the way, on the level that I have it, or probably the way that you have it, I get a sinking feeling. This is things with like taxes, things like any of the things. And this is why, I mean, when I even
buy, your heart drops and goes to your asshole.
Yes.
It feels like regret or something.
When I'm buying a flight, if I'm buying flights, like even just getting in the app, like whatever it is, when I'm spending money on things that aren't like enjoyable things for like recreation, right? Where it's just like, anytime I have to do those things, I put it off, and the amount of extra fucking money that I owe from all my parking tickets, right? I get parking tickets all the time. I end up paying twice as much because I just put it off. I put them on my fridge, and I don't want to look at it. Flights, I pay more money for. My taxes, the amount of fucking interest that I pay to the fucking government and taxes because I just wait till the last minute for everything, it's bonkers. And that's an area of my life where I've tried to hire assistants. I've tried to have my girlfriends help me. I've tried to have like... And the reality is I need to just hunker down and spend an hour a day being a fucking adult. Just in the morning, get up before I look at anything, before I scroll on Instagram, before I do anything. Be a fucking adult for an hour a day and do the things that are absolutely necessary. For somebody like me, it would change my world. Where I would be a year from now, if I literally just committed to 1 hour per day being an adult, I would become a fucking multimillionaire. Yeah. I genuinely fucking believe that. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to psych myself up to get into this next iteration of my life where I'm being an adult. The amount of money that I could just save yearly just on stupid little shit. I just canceled my Muay Thai membership. I hadn't gone to my Muay Thai studio for over a year.
But
right?
I have paid $180 so much money for like little like things I'm subscribed to.
Yeah.
That like it probably like 57.
I just canceled my YouTube Live, Shannon. I canceled it. I'm getting to its own. I'm canceling all these things. There's hundreds of dollars of things that I pay for monthly that I have multiple Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN packages all running concurrent with different email addresses.
I subscribe to Canva, the way we do shit online, and I've used it 4 times, and I see it every month. I see $15 out of my thing. I go, I gotta cancel it. I never fucking cancel it.
But it's easier to pay it than cancel it for whatever reason. Or like my credit has been frozen for a year and a half, but it gives me so much anxiety to try to ring up to unfreeze it. So I'm just
what do you mean? Because how's it frozen?
Because my details got leaked, so I just froze it automatically. But then apparently things got leaked all the time. You don't need to. But then I
You see, you got an email saying that there was a security breach.
I mean, and then I couldn't unfreeze it.
If you check, so you know, if you check the Credit Karma app, that's happening all the time.
There's a list of data breaches
that this way you have to change your passwords regularly.
But now I don't remember the passwords to the credit, the like Equilox or whatever. So now I'm just locked out, and every
Equilox,
day or whatever.
That's
it's called,
a gym that sells bagels.
Equifax. So I just every day go unfreeze your credit.
Equilox. Oh yeah, you know what? That was, Zach, I'll give it to you.
I can't say words.
Equifax.
Equifax? Is that it? Yeah, but anyway, I can't remember the password for that, and they locked me out, and it's just, I just could be frozen forever.
Yeah. Dude, getting a password unlocked, like all that, like...
Start a new life. I'm buying a new phone, and I'm not putting the stuff over to it. I told my boy, I'm starting a new life. I can't deal with all
I do. I really wish I was in a place where I could get rid of the phone altogether and just not...
Detach from reality?
Not detach from reality, like... There are things that, like, there's just way too much time spent doing mindless scrolling. And you don't even realize, like, it's embarrassing. What is your usage on your phone?
Oh, my God, mine's so embarrassing.
It's legitimately embarrassing.
I had 6 hours yesterday.
How do you check?
Let me see. How do you check the usage on your phone?
It's in the settings app.
Settings. Hold on. Focus.
I get a notification every Sunday.
My daily average is crazy. It's impossible. I'm not awake this long.
Yeah, mine's something like 6 or 7 hours.
11 hours and 59 minutes. Oh,
that's quite a bit.
Where did you find that? Oh, screen time.
Ooh. Screen time.
Oh, mine was 3 hours and 59, so 4 hours.
That's pretty good.
12 hours.
That's not good.
It's impossible, though. There's something wrong
here. This is daily, though. What's yours? Is that daily?
Yeah. Well, there's got to be an app that's right. open.
That's what it is. That's what like, it is. Yeah, yeah.
No, that can't be right. 12 hours, that's half the day.
Let me see. What are the, because it says the activity. It says which apps it is. Social is 8 hours and 4 minutes. Jesus. Productivity and finance is 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Grindr.
Travel.
2 hours, 12 minutes.
Travel is one hour and 15 minutes. So let me ask you a question. If I'm in an Uber, are they counting that hour that yeah. I'm in an Uber?
No. I think just when you're on your phone, like if your phone's open.
I am on my phone the whole time.
Like if, yeah, well then that counts, yeah.
In an Uber. Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
In the car because you're getting directions.
Yeah. My daily averages for the past few days are probably because I've been on a flight the entire time just on my phone for 6 hours across the country back and forth.
That's why it's 12 hours. Yeah.
But it's probably 7 hours, 8 hours. When I usually check it, it's like 7 hours.
About 6 to 7 for me, yeah.
Oh, so I'm not that bad then with 4 hours.
That's Shannon, what's your screen time?
So I don't know how to go back a day. Oh, today it's saying 2 hours and 29 minutes, but that's, how do I go
that's
back?
That's just daily average. Natalie, what's yours?
Mine just went up to 4 and 18. Whoa, wow. That was very
good. My daily average is 3 hours and 55 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like these are normal times.
Mm-hmm. Mine says daily hour average from the past week is 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, whoa,
that's great.
You're living life.
Natalie's out there reading books, fucking eating.
I am reading books. And working.
If I'm listening to an audiobook, which I'm educating myself, is that counting?
Do you listen to audiobooks?
I do listen to audiobooks.
Oh, then it counts.
Yeah, I do listen to audiobooks.
They're going to ban TikTok anyway, so we won't be able to scroll soon.
Are they going to ban TikTok? Well, you can scroll what they're trying. On Reels.
Oh, it's not the same. I love TikTok. I love TikTok. I love cat videos.
Yeah, dude, this is my fucking, this is my Audible. I got a bunch of audiobooks.
Right. Yeah. What do you read?
Let's see. What do I got here right now? I got The Laws of Human Nature. I'm almost done with that, finally.
Is that a fiction or a real?
No. It's by Robert Greene. He's the guy who wrote 48 Laws of Power. It's just about being a manipulative psychopath.
Oh, for the triangle love.
Yeah, you got to really get some triangle love going.
Nice.
Yeah. The Intelligent Investor. Trump, The Art of the Deal. Keto Bodybuilding. 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Think and Grow Rich.
It's a great book
by Hicks and Gracie, The Danaher Diaries.
These are all like, yeah, you are either learning
self-help, jujitsu, yeah. And that's really it. I mean, sales, fucking trying to fucking level up. I couldn't imagine just reading a story.
I love
The fucking just being at a place in your life where you're like, I'm just gonna read a story. I'm gonna bring a story into my mind. That's crazy.
I've started so many books. That I just start. And I can't read.
Chris goes, once upon a time. Well.
There goes that one. I order books. I'm like, fine. Well, I highlight
like
4 pages.
You gotta find a book that's good for you, though.
Like, I read Think and Grow Rich, though.
Yeah, it's a great book. It is a good book.
Napoleon Hill.
Yeah.
Read it. I read Sally Rooney's book recently. She's an Irish otter.
Irish otter.
Otter.
She's an otter.
Otter.
She lives in the woods.
She's an animal. She has little arms.
She clams on her belly.
Oh, I love me some clams.
Give me a good Guinness.
But yeah, her characters are like too intelligent, you know, where every page I have to like Google a couple of words. I'm like,
I hate that. That's the problem. Like a lot of these books that were written a long time ago.
The old English is tough.
Oh, no, this is nowadays. She wrote this like...
No, this is like, you know, a lot of them, like, if it's just the language, like The Intelligent Investor, that one is just like, I'm like 3 pages in, or I guess three, whatever would be the equivalent of a page in this fucking audiobook. And they're just like speaking in like a language about like finance shit that it's just a little bit above my pay grade to where I can't really follow along. Like, my mind isn't keeping up fast enough, so... I gotta get fucking smarter. How do you get smarter at 40? Is there a way? How do you educate yourself at 40?
I don't know.
Read books.
I
can't do it. I can't understand them. I'm trying.
You gotta read the books. You listen to the books.
I got a brief history of the world just so I could be smarter.
Isn't this a scene in White Man Can't Jump? You're reading Jimmy. No, you gotta listen to Jimmy.
Anyway. You can't. You don't hear Jimmy.
There we go.
You don't hear Jimmy. Yeah.
He's not reading Jimmy. You know what?
Da da da.
Let's go. Twitter night. This bitch has M cup breasts.
M cup? What the hell is that? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
Do it or not.
Toit or Noit, folks. We're going to figure out if this bitch is indeed Toit or Noit.
This is going to be scary.
No, it's not.
Is it self-made or?
Let's see.
Okay, here we go. This is, I want you to see this picture first. Wait, don't share yet. This one. Here you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Not her boobs, though. That's just balloons in there.
No, oh, those are her boobs. Yeah, yeah. I mean, are these natural or are these fake?
They can't be natural.
They can be natural.
No.
So can I tell you why? Because
no, then she'd be bad. Swollen. She'd
no,
have...
because I feel like the way they look like they were smashed into balls.
Yeah, that they
no, they're fake now. Now yeah, I can see they're fake.
On the right.
No, but yeah. The first picture I saw, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you ever see a chick has like really, really big tits, and when they wear like almost like a push up thing, and they smash them into. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. They were obviously fake.
Those are perfect basketballs. Those are perfect shape basketballs.
I mean, Shannon, she's Toit, obviously.
I just didn't know if maybe this would be too much.
Are you retarded?
It's too much.
Obviously, no, I don't want that. Obviously, it's crazy. But yeah, it's Toit. Those giant fucking fig tits aren't enough to detract from the fact that she's pretty Toit otherwise.
She said Australia is one of her favorite places, specifically the animal food, nature, and amazing vibes. Jesus fucking
Christ. And she was naturally a D and decided to go up to this M.
Oh, so if you're a D, it's probably easier, to get to an M. Jesus, though, a D would have been loads.
She's cute enough. She's got big tits. That'd be fun.
She could do the good morning exercise with her tits. Just bending over, come back up.
It would be a fun. It would obviously be a fun time. Obviously,
you get bored of.
She has a mental illness if she's getting tits that big. No offense, Shannon. Shannon, would you ever go this big? Let's say the best doctor in the world comes to you right now and says, "Hey, Shannon, I'm going to tear those fucking old fucking things out of your chest. We're going to put some new titties in you, but they got to be this big."
No, it seems just annoying. Like they're always going to be in the way. You're going to have to have.
Yeah, but then your boobs
altered.
Will match your personality.
Sure.
You get back
it would
problems.
Be hilarious watching Shannon try to type with giant tits. She has to like reach around or under them to type.
Yeah.
And you have to like get clothes specially made. Nothing's going to fit. It just seems
Katie,
like
would you
thing.
Ever get fake tits?
No.
What I about a fake ass? You could use a fake ass.
Nah.
I couldn't be arsed.
It's so much effort for other people.
Oh,
you
we
know?
Can call it a farce?
A farce. I like having
that's
small
too close
boobs.
That she farts out her farts.
I like having small boobs.
You like having small boobs?
Yeah, they just because sometimes I don't have to wear a bra. It's just easier.
I don't mind. Like my chick's got.
So you're an Erin Go braless?
Yeah. I don't mind. I don't mind small boobs as long as I got a nice shape, a nice fucking, nice nipperuskies.
I like a good small boob girl with no bra. That's a good stuff. That's good stuff right there.
You like that?
That's good. Yeah, it's very attractive.
He's like, I like, a small boob girl, no bra, penis.
Exactly. Yeah. Nice big clit. Yeah.
I would say definitely Toit. What do you say to that chick? Toit?
Toit.
Very tight.
Very Toit.
Tight. I don't like the boobs, but her face is beautiful.
Yeah, she's a cute face.
What does she do? Is she OnlyFans girl? It's gotta be, right? You gotta be
these bitches all have like publicists that like get them articles written about them. Like that's a whole thing. How do I get a fucking publicist to get shit? Ralph, you do shit like that. Ralph, can you get Lainey to write articles about me and send them off to retarded places? Please?
That's the exact thing he wants. Retarded places.
It's fucking crazy.
Dude, Ian tried this. A lady texted Ian the other day. That she had the girl that Shannon had on her show the other day. She's like, she's a gilf. She's a grandma. I'd like to fucking, I just wrote back, gross. No.
Yeah, they try to bring porn stars onto the show all the time. And it's not that I would never do any of them. They have to actually be interesting. Not for the sake of you getting fucked on camera. I don't want to hear what you have to say just because you've been fucked
on
camera.
How many different ways can you ask, do you fake it?
Yeah, seriously.
There's like,
did your dad touch you when you grew up? Blah, blah, blah.
There is a cool porn star girl.
What was the first time you ever did drugs?
But they do like blogs, so they talk about their trip in Paris and stuff, and then they have sex, or on their wedding night they had sex. You can see, though, that people just skip to the sex.
I think some porn stars are great. We had Lisa Ann on the network for a while. She was great. She was a great guest on the show. There's been a few porn chicks who have been fucking, cool, but I'm not saying.
Or OnlyFans. Karen's OnlyFans. Karen Feehan.
We should call her a porn chick, though.
No, I guess not. I guess more naked photo chick.
Yeah.
NBC.
All right, so look, we're gonna wrap this one up here in a minute.
No, Karen, it's BBC.
Yeah. That was it. What's BC?
I love Karen. BC's black cock.
Oh yes. Okay.
I just was saying a small letters for a naked pic. I wasn't doing anything witty. Zach's the witty guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Good to know.
NC is what me and Lewis call it.
All right, we're going to wrap this one up. You guys are the shit.
No! It took me a second to get that. Oh my God. I haven't had breakfast yet. So early.
We will be back on Wednesday with another amazing episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Enjoy your week. We're enjoying Jamaica. Good night.
Bye, everyone.
That's all, folks.